the topic of Asur Lehishtamesh Le'orah. And we'll start off with maybe the text we all know best related to this issue from Haneros Halalu, right? We sing it every night of Chanukah. The beginning is pretty, not terribly halachic. Haneros Halalu Anu Madlikim Al Nisim Al Niflaos. We light these candles commemorating the miracles and wonders, Valachuos and Lechamos, the salvation, the war. That you, Hashem, did for our forefathers on these days in that time, or this time, through your holy Kohanim, of course, the Makavim being Kohanim and winning the wars. And then it gets a little more halachic in the second stanza. V'chol shmonas yimei Chanukah, for all 8 days of Chanukah, haneros halalu kodeshein. These candles are holy. We're going to see this is a very controversial issue. Is there Kedusha in the Neros Chanukah or not? So we'll hold that thought. And then the next line, this is really our whole topic, the Ein Lanu Rishus L'Yishtamesh Bahen Ela Lirosan Belvad. We don't have permission to use these candles, use the lights of the menorah, only to see them. In order to thank and praise your great name, Al Nisecha V'Al Niflosecha V'Yeshuosecha, for the miracles, the wonders, and the salvation. So our question is the little bit of halachic material. In Al HaNisim, that these candles are kadosh, and we don't have permission to use them, to what extent are each of those lines true? In what cases are they true? And I'm assuming most people here, in practice, aren't using their Hanukkah candles light a cigarette. If you're doing that, that's a whole other halachic issue if the cigarettes are mutter on their own, but you may not be using it for other things. But the question is, what's the basis for that? Why do we in practice not use our menorah? And as we'll see, we actually have, that's why you have a shamish, right? The whole point of the shamish is to be able to use that in one way or other, as opposed to using the menorah. So what's the basis of all this? Where does this all come from? So there are two different sugyas in, or maybe even three, but we're going to focus on two. In the very short three-daf section about Chanukah in Maseches Shabbos, in Perek Bamed Madlikin, where the Gemara starts off talking about Hadlakas Neros Shabbos, crosses over to Hadlakas Neros Chanukah for about three dapim. Within that, there's two significant sugyas that talk about our very issue, whether one's allowed to benefit from Neros Chanukah. So we're going to start, it's source two on the sheet, and it's Kaf Aleph, Amid Aleph, towards the bottom, and this actually is the transition point. This is the first piece that actually talks about Chanukah in this parak. So Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, "Psilos u'shmanim she'amru chachamim ein manlikim behem b'shabbos." Right? We all know from Bamei Madlikin, there's a whole list of types of oil and types of wicks that one shouldn't use on Shabbos. They're sort of low quality. They don't burn so well. So the things you're not supposed to use, the types of oil and wicks you're not supposed to use on Shabbos, ein manlikim behem b'chanukah. You also shouldn't use those low-quality wicks and oil on Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos, bein mechol, whether Chanukah Shabbos or Chanukah chol, right? Of course, every... Sorry? Ein madlikin behem b'Chanukah, bein b'Shabbos, bein mechol, right? We'll see, it's a machlokes. But the first opinion, Rav Huna says, if you don't use it on Shabbos, you don't use it on Chanukah, whether Shabbos Chanukah or Chol Chanukah, why not? So Rava explains, Amar Rava, my time at Rav Huna, Kasavar, he holds two different things. Number one, Kavsa Zakukla, if the menorah goes out, if your Chanukah menorah goes out, Zakukla, you need to relight it. Okay, that's one assumption. We're going to explain why that's relevant in a second. Ooh, Mutter Lishtamesh La'ora. And you're allowed to benefit from the light of the menorah of the Chanukah candles. So each of these assumptions, well, let's look at Rashi. Rashi spells this out. Each of these assumptions is relevant to the question of lighting with low quality candles on Chol or Shabbos, lighting the Chanukah candles on either of those times. So what does Rashi say? Kavsa ner Chanukah. If the Chanukah lights go out, zakukla, you need it. Meaning you need to fix that. Zakukla l'sakna, you need to fix it. Hilkach tzarech lechatchila lasos yafeh. That's why, in the first place, you need high-quality candles that won't go out. Because if it goes out, you're supposed to fix it. Dilma pashav la mesakinla. If you use low-quality candles, it might go out. And then you'll say, I don't care. I'm not going to relight my candles. That would be bad. So in order to avoid that eventuality, we say, start with lighting high-quality Hanukkah candles in the first place, and that way it won't go out, and that way you won't fail to relight it. So that's the Kavsa Zakukla part. That's less relevant for us. But the second part, Umutr lehishtamish la'ora, it's permitted to benefit from the light of the Hanukkah candles, Hilkach, b'Shabbos Asr. That's why it's Asr to light your Hanukkah candles on Friday night, going into Shabbos, with low-quality candles. Shema Yate Litzorach Tashmish. What's going to happen Friday night? If we say in general you're allowed to benefit from Hanukkah candles, Friday night you're going to be, you'll be used to reading, you know, reading the newspaper right next to your Hanukkah candles. And if you use low quality candles, it's going to flicker. And on Shabbos, you're going to adjust it. You're going to fix the light. So because you hold it's mutter lehishtamesh la'ora, that's a kula in general, obviously. You're allowed to benefit from the Hanukkah candles. But on Shabbos, you shouldn't light with low quality candles because then you might adjust them on Shabbos. So that's the part that's more relevant to us. So this was the first opinion of Rav Huna, as Rav explains, that is machmir. It requires high quality candles because kavsa zakukla and mutter l'shtamish l'or. The second opinion, Rav Chista Amar Madlikin ben b'chol avalo b'shabbos. Rav Chista says, you know what? You can use low quality candles on chol, but not on Shabbos. And the Gemara explains along similar lines. Kasavar kavsa ein zakukla. Why does he say you're allowed to light with low-quality candles on chol? Because kavsa, if it goes out, ein zakukla, you don't need to fix it. So if it goes out, it's not such a big deal. You already were mekayim the mitzvah when you lit the candles. So you're allowed to light with lower-quality flame that may go out. Umutr lehishtamesh l'ora, but you're permitted to benefit from the light, which is why, if it's going to go into Shabbos, we're worried you're going to adjust the candles if you are allowed to read by your Hanukkah candles. So we tell you, but we don't want it to be flickering, because then you might adjust it. So we say only use high-quality materials. And the third view, Amr of Zera, Amr of Masna, Va'amrila, Amr of Zera, Amr Rav, Psilos Yisrael Shemar Chabim, Ein Lelikim Behem B'Shabbos, Madlikim Behem B'Chanukah. Those low quality candles you can't use on Shabbos, you're allowed to use on Chanukah. Bein Mechol, Bein B'Shabbos. You're always allowed to use it on Chanukah, whether weekday or Shabbos. Why? Amr of Yirmiyah, my time of the Rav, Kasavar Kavsa Ein Zakukla. If it goes out, it's not such a big deal. So we're not so worried it goes out. You already were Mekayim the Mitzvah when you lit, so you can use low quality during Chol. The Aser Lishdamish La'ora, and you're not permitted to benefit from the Chanukah candles. So we're not worried you're going to read by their light. We're not worried that if it flickers, you're going to fix it on Shabbos. So you're allowed to use low quality candles even on Shabbos because Aser Lishdamish La'ora. So we see this question of Mutter or Aser Lishdamish La'ora. It's a machlokes right here. And it has all sorts of implications beyond the issue itself. Let's keep going. Amru Rabbanan Kameda Abayi Mishmeid Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Chachamim said this sugya over in front of Abayi in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah. But old Kibla, he said, nah, I don't accept that. Hasbir ki asa Rav and Amru Rabbanan Kameda Abayi Mishmeid Rav Yochanan. Later on, they attributed it to Rabbi Yochanan based on Ravin. He said Rabbi Yochanan really said this mahalach. The Kibla and Abaye accepted this mahalach. Amar, he then said, Izakai Gemirte Lishmaite Meikara. If I had only had this chus, I would have accepted this earlier. I would have realized that this was a good approach originally. Gamra, what do you mean? What difference does it make? In the end, he accepted the approach. Nafkamina Lagirsa the Yankasa. The Nafkamina is how young was he when he internalized it, right? You remember things better when you learn them when you're young. Okay, so that's the first sugya. We have a machlokes of whether it's mutter or usr lihishtamish la'ora. Rashi here explains what the basis is for Usr l'hishtamesh la'ora. If you look, Rashi in source 3, the fifth, sixth line down in Rashi, the Usr l'hishtamesh la'ora, Rashi gives an explanation. Shehei nikar shehu ner mitzvah v'leik alamechash lehataya. So what's the reason to prohibit benefiting from the Chanukah candles? It should be nikar, it should be recognizable that this is Chanukah candles. Right back in the olden days, they didn't have electricity. If you wanted to read at night, what did you do? You lit a candle, and you would read by the light of the candle. So if you have a candle in your house, and you're reading by the candlelight, what does it look like? It looks like any other day. It doesn't look like Hanukkah. It's not clear that you're doing it for the mitzvah of Hanukkah. That's why we say, Asr l'shtamesh l'ori. You're not allowed to benefit from the Hanukkah light, because it should be clear that this is just for the mitzvah, not for my personal benefit. Because that would just look like any other day. That's what Rashi says here. And then he says, V'leik l'meichash l'hataya. That's why, if you're not reading by the light of your candle lights, we're not worried that you're going to fix it on Shabbos. Okay, so this is our first sugya. It's machlokes. And interestingly enough, how do we paskin? Do we know in terms of quality of Chanukah candles? Anyone know offhand how do we paskin? We paskin, actually, we can flip to the back. We're not going to read this closely. We'll get to it later. Source 12 on page 4. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kol hashmanim v'apsilos, k'sher l'ner Chanukah, all oils and wicks are kosher for Chanukah candles. V'al b'she ein hashmanim nimshach ma'achar psilos, even though they're not so good, the oil isn't drawn after the wick. V'ein or nisle yafe v'osim apsilos, the wicks don't hold the fire well. It's all good. You can use low quality candle. What does this imply? Right, comes to in Zakukla, and but what about on Shabbos? He doesn't say on Shabbos it needs to be good. Right, you jump down to line 5. V'afila b'leil Shabbos, shemesochim echanukah mutulahadik b'ner chanukah hashmanim apsilos shalik b'ner Shabbos. You're also allowed to use low quality on Shabbos. Why? How do we explain that?
You can't use it.
Aser lishdamesh. La'ora. So it seems like we paskin asur l'shtamesh la'ora based on this machlokes and how we paskin in practice. We'll see. We're going to see from the other sugya. There's more going on here, but the short version is you have machlokes mutter asur l'shtamesh la'ora. We seem to paskin based on how we paskin about quality of Chanukah candles. Right, the kula that you can have low quality Chanukah candles entails the chumra that asur l'shtamesh la'ora. Okay, so let's move now to the other sugya. Daf Kaf Beis, Amud Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi. Yes? Aser lehartzos ma'os keneged ner Chanukah. He says it's prohibited to count coins in front of the Chanukah candles. Right? This sounds like, basically, it sounds like an example of the Hishtamesh Dor, using the light. Okay. Ki amrisa kameda Shmuel, Amar li. So when I said this in front of Shmuel, right, when Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav Asi, said this over to Shmuel, or in front of Shmuel, Amar li, so Shmuel said, V'chiner kedusha yesh ba. Do the Chanukah candles have kedusha? So, from Haneros Halal, we say they do, right? We say Haneros Halal Kodeshim. Shmuel did not agree with Haneros Halal. Shmuel says, what are you talking about? There's no kedusha in these Neros. Why should it be usur to count coins? You should, of course, be able to count coins, by the way. There's no kedusha here. Maskev the Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef responds, V'chidam kedusha yeshbo? Does blood have kedusha? Blood of an animal that you shecht, or a bird that you shecht. Netanya, v'shafach v'chisa, right, we have a mitzvah of kisui adam, right? So you shecht, let's say, a bird, you cover the blood with dirt. So what do we say? V'masha shafach yichase, you should use, whatever you use to shecht, you should use to bury, to cover. Right, shalei chasenu b'regla, you shouldn't kick dirt on the blood. You should use your hand or maybe a kli to put the dirt on the blood. Why? Shlo Yehu mitzvos b'zuyos alav. You shouldn't treat mitzvos like a bizayon, like to degrade them, to kick dirt. Oh, okay, I need to put dirt on the blood, I'll kick it with my foot. No, you should do it appropriately with your hand. Hachanami shlo Yehu mitzvos b'zuyos alav. So to hear what? You light your Chanukah candles and use it to count coins as if it's your normal light? No, you should treat it with some respect. You shouldn't be mivaze your Chanukah candles. But what does this imply? When Yosef's response to Shmuel, he says, it's not about Kedusha, right? It's about Bizayon. You shouldn't be Mevaza, the mitzvah Chanukah, licht, by counting coins in front of the menorah. That's not appropriate. You should treat it with some respect, just like you treat the dumb of Kisei Adam with respect. There's no Kedusha in the dumb, but it's about treating a mitzvah with respect. We'll keep on going in this Gemara. Bo minei, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, they asked Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mahu lehistapik, Minoye sukkah kol shiva, a different mitzvah that's also related, right? The sukkah decorations. Are you allowed to provide yourself, to take supplies from the Chanukah, from the sukkah decorations for all 7 days, right? All 7 days of sukkahs. And back in the day, they used to, they didn't have like plastic bananas or nuts or whatever. They had actual food. They would hang up actual food because they didn't have plastic yet, right? So they had to put up actual food as their sukkah decoration. So you got to eat it. Let's say you're hungry. Amar le, Hare Amru, Asur Lahartos Mos Keneged Ner Chanukah. He says, no, you can't eat from your sukkah decorations because it's just like counting coins in light of your Chanukah candles, right? You're degrading the mitzvah in that way. So just like you can't degrade the mitzvah by counting coins by the light of your Chanukah candles, you can't degrade the mitzvah of sukkah and noye sukkah by eating your sukkah decorations. Amr of Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Mare Davram, right? God fun Avram. Tali Tanya, Bidlo Tanya. You have it backwards. You're trying to bring a proof from Chanukah to Sukkot. You have it backwards. Sukkot actually has the early source. Sukkot actually appears in the Tannaitic source. Sukkot Tanya, Chanukah lo Tanya. The Tanya, what's the source? Sichcha kel chasa. If you do the schach properly, the itra, and you decorate it, bikramim uvistinim hamitsuyarim, with all sorts of banners and sheets that are colored, v'talaba egozim afarsekim shkedim rimonim parchliya navim atros shel shibolim yeno shmanim slasos, all sorts of foods, nuts and fruits and grapes and grain and wine and everything. And so, usher listopik mehenan matzah yom tova achron shel chag. You can't benefit from that until the end of Sukkot. The whole Tosfos has a whole discussion. Why does it carry over through Shmini Atzeres? Fine, we'll leave that on the side. And you can make it tonight to say, okay, I'm not really setting this aside. I'm you know, retaining the option of eating this. If you explicitly make that tonight when you put up your decorations, then you can take from them. But if not, they're noye sukkah. They're part of the sukkah. They're considered part of the sukkah, and they're aser bahana. So it's backwards. So why are you saying, oh, sukkah decorations are just like Hanukkah candles? Sukkah decorations, there's a Beferish Mishnah or Brisa about that. You have it all backwards. Ela Amar Rav Yosef Avuhon Dekulu Dam. You know, the truth is, the real source, it's not Hanukkah candles and it's not sukkah either. The real source is Dam. Kisuya Dam. That's the real basis for all this. Notice Rav Yosef in both of our these little paragraphs, both of these little sections, brings in Kisuya Dam. He really seems to have a consistent view that it's about Bizayon. Right, so if we're to take a step back, and what are all the reasons why you might prohibit using using Chanukah light, right? Doing something benefiting from Chanukah candles. What reasons do we have on the table so far? Okay, Kodesh, maybe there's some Kedusha somehow, and if there's Kedusha, you can't use it for some other purpose at all. You can't even get Hanah from it, right? Okay, that's one, Kedusha. Bizayon, right, which is a more basic thing. It doesn't need to have Kedusha to be a mitzvah that you shouldn't be mevazeh, right? So Kedusha, Bizayon, which is a slightly lower standard. What else?
Might
have to relight Makir. To be Makir. Yeah, we'll get to this in a second. But Heke, right? We saw Rashi earlier. People should be able to notice that what you're doing is lighting Chanukah candles. Right? Why might it be that Chanukah candles have an extra standard, extra high standard of being recognizable? Bersumei Nisa, right? You might say it's just any mitzvah, but you might say in particular, by Chanukah candles, people should know that you're lighting Chanukah candles. The whole point is, laharos ulegalos hanes, to spread the word. If it just looks like any other night, you're sort of missing the point. Okay, so that's a third possibility. What else did you want to suggest? Okay, so we have at least three options on the table in terms of what the reason, assuming there is an isser, assuming there is a prohibition against benefiting from Chanukah candles. What is the basis of that isser? Is it merely about a heker being recognizable that this is a Chanukah candle? Is it, well, it's a mitzvah, so you shouldn't be mevazeh the mitzvah by benefiting? Or is it an even higher level of kedusha, where, you know, benefiting is almost like taking away from something that's hektesh in some sense? Yeah. So I think it's sort of a two-step process, right? If you're noye sukkah, if you make them part of your sukkah, and we say chal shem shemayim ala sukkah, right? There's this kedusha. I don't know if it's kedusha in a formal sense, but certainly the mitzvah is there. Once that happens, then degrading it or using it for a different purpose is bizayon. But if before that even started, you say eni boldo mehem, I'm not handing it over to the mitzvah sukkah. These are my grapes up there. I'm just hanging my grapes in the sukkah, but they're still my grapes. They're not for the mitzvah, they're for me, then that's okay, right? Rashi actually says, if we take a look at Rashi, Hisna Alehem, Rashi clarifies, Maseches Beitza, Ukimna Be'omer, Eini Bodol Mehem Kol Bein Hashmashel Shel Kiddush Yom Tov Rishon. You have to say, but when Yom Tov starts, I'm not separating from them. I'm retaining my rights to use them throughout. Delo Chalayu Kiddusha Klal. The Kiddusha never takes effect. Rashi here seems to be assuming there's some Kiddusha, at least in the case of Sukkah. You can't make a difference tonight and say the first 2 days of Sukkot, it's part of the noyes Sukkot, it's part of the mitzvah. After that, I'll take it back for myself. You can't make that sort of tonight, Because once it's there, it's there. Once it belongs to the sukkah, the kedusha takes effect. And again, Rashi sounds like he understands that as a kedusha issue, at least by sukkah. Right? Notice that may be what Rav Yosef is saying. Rav Yosef is saying sukkah is not a good paradigm. Sukkah is too strong. Sukkah is a real kedusha. Don't compare Chanukah to sukkah. Compare Chanukah to kisui adam. There's no kedusha in the dam of kisui adam. It's not a karban. It's an animal that you shechted or a bird you shechted. But there's still an Indian of bizui, which we have by Chanukah as well. Yeah.
It begs the question: why, if it's either kedusha or bizui, why does that not apply to Ner Shabbos?
Okay. So yeah, we're not going to get into this too much, but what's interesting about Ner Shabbos, the whole idea of Ner Shabbos, is to be able to use them, right? Is for Shalom Bayis. So for that reason, you can't say there's an Isser Hanah on Shabbos candles. So, but it'd be interesting to say if you really were mevaza them in an inappropriate way, there is some discussion about that. Are you allowed to?
Let's take the kedusha argument.
So but kedusha, Ner Shabbos is not kodesh, correct? It's a pretty high standard for something to be kodesh, like that there's a real status of kedusha in it. And if it were kodesh, it would be usur to get any hana at all. So that would undermine the whole purpose. But there are some views that you shouldn't, let's say, you know, you shouldn't use your Ner Shabbos to light your cigar or whatever, right? There are that still would be in place, but benefiting from it is totally fine because that's the whole purpose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hanging that stuff there sounds a little problematic
because
you're
designing
the
sukkah.
You can't bring the
pots of it. Well, it's not right. I think it's hard to say that this doing the same action that actually decorates your sukkah, but doing it with an opt-out clause that you know I may eat it later. It's still decorating the sukkah, right? And when you take it later to eat, you're not really doing anything wrong per se. You're just taking back the grapes. So. But yeah, I hear you.
Using your sukkah as a refrigerator.
Right. But I think it might depend on how you do it, right? If you literally were doing it to, you know, hanging out your salami on the sukkah because it was a good place to hang, you know, that may not be so nice. But if it looks nice, you just want to retain the option of eating it, that may not be a bizayon. Okay. So, are there more Rashis here to look at, or is that, so I think we're the main Rashis? So the Rishonim have a bit of a debate over this. There's a debate between the Baal HaMor and the Milchamos that they hash this out. So we're going to work through that, and we'll see it touches on all the categories that we saw, and also some debates. Remember, the main cases that we've seen, there haven't been that many scenarios, right? The first we had a machlokes of mutter asur lishtamish the ora generally, and then we had this specific scenario of lehartzos ma'os, of counting coins. So we'll see, how do you understand this counting coins case? That will be a major, that will play a major role in this machlokes. Let's look at the Baal HaMor, source number 6. And they're commenting on the Rif. The Rif doesn't say too much. The Rif brings down the various shitos. He brings down the shita that asur lehishtamesh le'ora and asur lehartzos ma'os, which is what you'd expect, right? The Gemara seems to, you know, at least there's a debate about mutar asur lehishtamesh le'ora, paskins asur lehishtamesh le'ora, and then asur lehartzos ma'os, that seems to be the consensus if he paskins like that. Okay, so the Baal HaMor says, l'man de'amar asur lehishtamesh le'ora shel ner Chanukah, according to the view that we saw in the first sugya, you can't use the light of the Chanukah candles, kol tashmish b'mashma, that includes all sorts of tashmish, all sorts of use, afilu tashmish b'mitzvah, b'tashmish b'kedusha, even for a mitzvah, even for a kedusha purpose. Why? Mishum the kasavar kevan shehem zeichel leneros uleshemen shel heichal asuros heim behanaa. Right, and so this is the idea of kedusha. It's absolutely kadosh. You can't use it even for an equally significant purpose. Why? Because it's a commemoration of the neros and shemen of the heichal. It's a commemoration of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. So it has the same status. You treat it with the same status as the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, and it's totally asur behanaa.
So it's very different.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's an extreme position. It's saying it's not just we want people to remember the miracle. It's saying we're almost reliving it. We're putting the Beis Hamikdash in our own home through our menorah, through our Chanukiah, whatever you're going to call it. And that's why there's a real Isser Hanah, just like Hekdesh. You can't benefit from Hekdesh. That's Me'ilah. You can't benefit from your Chanukah lich. That's Me'ila. Afilu likrob a sefer. You want to read a sefer? You think, oh, it's a sefer. It's Torah. No. Usher. Afilu sudas Shabbos, sudas mitzvah. You want to eat a sudas mitzvah right there. Too bad. You can't do that. Some mentioned there's an interesting raya. The Gemara has a question. If you only have enough money to afford one candle, should you use it for Chanukah candles or Shabbos candles? They say, oh, this is a proof. You can't eat your Shabbos Suda in light of the candles. Because if you could, in light of the Chanukah candles. You can't eat in light of the Chanukah candles. Because if you could, buy one candle, eat by the light of that candle, and you're Yosei both. Right? So it must be, you can't eat a meal in light of your Chanukah candles. That's an interesting deal. In any event, he says you can't do anything. If you hold Asur L'Shtamish the Or, that means it's Mamish Kedusha, like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, you can't do anything.
Laman.
Presumably, yeah. But it's Ke'en D'Araisa, right? It's on the same. You follow the same rules as the Mikdash, at least in the standard case. Ulamanda Amar Asur L'Hartzos Ma'os K'neged Ner Shel Chanukah. What about the Asur L'Hartzos Ma'os? Right, that was the second sugya we saw, where everyone said it was Asur to count the coins, at least by the end of the sugya. But it seems like it was more about Bizui, right? So according to that view, that sugya, Davka Hartzos Ma'os. That's specifically something like counting coins. Ukiyotzeba, shehitashmish v'shus v'shalchol. That's optional. It's not a mitzvah. There's no specific reason to count coins. Kedikapirish taimei mishum bizui mitzvah. It's about a bizayon to take a mitzvah, Chanukah candles, and do something that's not a mitzvah. That's not appropriate. That's a bizayon. Aval tashmish mitzvah v'tashmish kedusha mutar lishtamish lower. If you wanted to learn a sefer next to your Chanukah candles, that's totally fine. It's not a bizayon to use one mitzvah to do another mitzvah. That's great. That's wonderful. Ushmuel, so that's that was the view of, let's say, Rav Yosef, who focuses on Bizayon. It's an issue of Bizayon. It's not usher to do a mitzvah, but it's usher to do something that's chol, counting coins. Remember, why counting coins? Why is that our example? According to the Baal HaMor, that's our example because it's chol, it's not a mitzvah. Ushmuel, dimitamela. Shmuel has this whole question. Chiner kedusha yeshbo? Does it have kedusha? Lo sfirli de'isbe srach kedusha. No one in this sugya on Kaf Beis thinks that there's Kedusha, right? Shmuel doesn't think there's Kedusha. Rav Yosef doesn't think there's Kedusha either. V'lo mishum isser hanah v'mishtamesh le'ora. And there's no isser hanah either. V'lo hava ki agavna bizui mitzvah l'dayte. All Shmuel is saying, and no one here thinks there's Kedusha. The question is there bizayon? Rav Yosef thinks there's bizayon. Shmuel says, no, there's no issue of bizayon here. V'lo midami le l'kisui hadam b'regel. It's not... Let's say counting coins by your Chanukah candles. It's not the equivalent of kicking dirt on your blood for Kisei Adam. Kimadamile Rav Yosef Ad Mishtamish Begufo Shel Ner. The only problem is if you use the Ner physically. Kemoshim Chasidam Beregel. That would be the equivalent of kicking the dirt on the blood. You're sort of physically engaging with it in a degrading way. So if you would light your cigar on the menorah, Shmuel says, okay, fine. A really bad Bizayon, that you shouldn't do. You shouldn't light your cigar with your Chanukah candles. But to count coins, to do some activity that's not physically using the Ner, that's totally fine, says Shmuel. That's the machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Yosef. Right? Shmuel says only a major bizayon using the physical candle is a problem. Rav Yosef says even a minor bizayon, even reading stam a book by the Chanukah candles is a problem, but reading a sefer, doing a mitzvah, that's totally fine. Right? Whereas the Asur L'Shtamish, the Or of you would say even that's Asur. Uminalan the Islay Lishmuel Hachi, how do we know Shmuel holds this? Me the ifligu rabu shmuel be madlik me ner liner. A later sugya, I said there was two, maybe three sugyas about this issue. The third sugya is madlik me ner liner. It would be too much to get into that as well. But there's a machlokas there, whether you can light one candle from another, and are you doing it directly, are you doing it indirectly? De alma lo shari shmuel elami ner liner. The way the Ramban understands the sugya is you're only allowed to light one Chanukah candle directly from another Chanukah candle. That's allowed. We don't do this, but we may paskin that that's technically mutter. Umida mosiv Rav Avya mi meiser sheni shma mina de lo shari Shmuel yishtamish beguf haner bedavar rishus. What Shmuel does not allow is indirectly lighting one candle from another. So if you take your match and you light the match from the Chanukah candle, then you use that to light the other Chanukah candle, that Shmuel would not allow, according to the Ramban. Other Rishonim think he would allow that. But either way, maskana d'shmaita d'chayshina b'ner Chanukah l'vazuyei mitzvah. We say that's a bizui mitzvah. It's a bizayon to use something that's not a mitzvah and to take from the mitzvah. And the Baal HaMor here says that's only if it's direct, right? If you're directly taking physically from the menorah, from the menorah, from the nearest Chanukah, that's a problem. Afilu lishtamish the orul davar shus kigon hartzas mos aval kedusha einbo. Yeah, umutu lishtamish the orul tashmishal mitzvah. Okay, so this is how he comes out. According to Shmuel, you can do basically anything other than physically using the candle for chol. For Rav Yosef, you can't use the candle for any davar chol, even reading a secular book in the room. For the opinion of ein mishtamish ba'ora, that would say that you can't even read a sefer. You can't even do a mitzvah in light of the candle because it's an isser hana. Right? Those are the three opinions. And he seems to paskin like the middle opinion, like Rav Yosef, that bizayon, because of bizayon, you can't benefit for, you can't use the light of the Chanukah candles for secular things. But for a mitzvah, you can. Okay. And then he says, ula olam, sarach shetehen neracheres imo, bivayis kavu alachol tashmishav. You need to have another light in your house. Right? Remember, they didn't have electricity. So, you have to have your lights on. You have to have some other candle in the room. You need another candle in order to use the light. Because otherwise, if you're in the room and there's only the Chanukah candles, you're benefiting. You shouldn't be benefiting for secular things. Even if you say, still, kol tashmish sheba olam, now he throws in this other factor, right? Even if you think totally mutter to use Chanukah candles for anything, you still can't only have your Chanukah candles in the room and otherwise go about your business because the issue of Heker comes in. He throws in Heker at the end. Right? Even if you held, we don't hold this way. He says there is an issue of Bizui. Even if you held, there's no issue of Bizui, you can read whatever you want. Still, you want people to notice that this is a Chanukah candle. This isn't Stam, the light in your room. And there's nothing special about it. Nothing that seems Chanukah-dick about it.
So that's actually a subset of
Bizayon. I don't think the Balamor sees it that way. The Balamor would say there's Bizayon. There's two different levels of Bizayon: Rav Yosef and Shmuel. Then even if it's not Bizayon at all, even if it's a mitzvah, let's say all you're doing all night is learning Sfarim in the room with your menorah. There's no Bizayon at all, but people won't know that it's a Chanukah candle. That's still a problem. You still want people to know that this is your Chanukah lich.
Is it because of the union of Pesach?
Presumably, that's why we care so much about Heker. Yes. Okay, so that's the bottom. Yes.
There's no issue of
So there is a bit of a question about how much to connect the Hekera and Chashad issues, right? Is Chashad really about people thinking you're a bad person or just not appreciating the mitzvah enough? So I mean, that's a larger sugya as exactly what is the concern in each case. But let's assume that this is different than Chashad. It's not necessarily that they'll think you're a bad person as much as they won't appreciate that you're doing the mitzvah. Let's assume that for our purposes. Okay, so that's the Baal Amor. And as he's often wont to do, the Ramban takes on the Baal Amor. The Ramban is not happy. Remember, the Baal Amor basically says that two different sugyas argue on each other. Asur leishtamish la'ora, that holds it's an isser of kedusha, right? You can't get any anah at all. Whereas the other sugya with Rav Yosef and Shmuel, it's not about kedusha; it's about bizayon, different levels of bizayon. The two sugyas are saying different things, and the Baal Amor says, we paskin like the second sugya with Rav Yosef. It's about Bizayon. It's not about Kedusha, it's about Bizayon. Let's see what the Ramban says. Source 7, first he quotes these first four lines, he's quoting the Baal Amor, V'odam ad amra, azor shtamish the orshel ner chanukah, kol tashmish malatzma, according to the view, azor shtamish the ora, that's any use at all, afil tashmish the mitzvah, even for Kedusha, uleman damar azor hartos moz, according to the counting of coins, view, kenega ner shel chanukah, Davgar tzos mos v'kiyotzeba, only it's counting coins, something that's chol. Shehi tashmish reshus. That's right, but they would say that doing a dvar mitzvah is mutter. Adu maskana d'shmaitza d'chayshina b'ner chanuk l'avazuyah mitzvah filu d'shtamish l'ora l'davar harashus k'neged har tzos mos aval kedusha einba u'mutter d'shtamish l'ora tashmish l'ora mitzvah. You're allowed to use it for mitzvah. That's how the Baal Amor passes. So the Baal Amor says, as we saw, there's a machlokes between the two sugyas. Sugya number one says, Asur l'shtamish l'ora for anything, even a mitzvah versus the Asur l'Hartzos Mos, it's only Asur for Davar Rishus, and we pass in the Asur l'Hartzos Mos, it's only Asur for a Rishus. So now the Ramban comes in. Amar HaKosev, Zeh Pirush, Babi Machteres, Al Divrei Rabbeinu Agadol Zal. Rabbeinu Agadol being the Rif. This approach, the Baal Amor ostensibly a commentary on the Rif, is Babi Machteres, is tunneling under, he's literally undermining the Rif's approach. Ulafikach Nitan Le'atzilo. This is a reference to the Sugya in Sanhedrin, right? That Bab Machteres Nitan Le'atzilo B'Nafshi. You're allowed to kill someone tunneling into your house to, presumably to kill you. You're allowed to shoot them dead. The Ramban says, well, the Baal Amor is tunneling under the Rif's Mahalach, and we have to take him out. We have to undermine his approach, right? Because he's trying to take out the Rif. So how is the Baal Amor going against the Rif? Shehu Pasach, the Rif Paskin, Kedivrei Shneyem. The Rif brought down both Shitos, both. Asur l'hishtamish la'ora, and asur l'hartzos mos. Now, if I didn't know the Baal Amor, that's fine, right? They both say you can't benefit from the Chanukah candles. According to the Baal Amor, these are two very different shitos. Asur l'hishtamish la'ora is about isur kedusha, any isur hana at all, whereas asur l'hartzos mos is only l'davar rishus. Otherwise, you're allowed to read svarim by your Chanukah candles. So if the Rif paskins both of them, according to the Baal Amor, that's an internal stira. The Rif makes no sense according to the Baal Amor. So the Ramban, and the Ramban always does this, is why he calls himself the Mochemes Hashem. He's fighting Hashem's war. He's defending the great Gaonim of previous centuries. So here he's defending the Rif. The Emes HaDavar, here's the truth. She'ikr Perish HaShmua, Pashadu, simple approach to the Sugya. Tichi Amar Rav Asi, Asur l'Hartzos Mos. What's the difference between the two Sugyas? Why is Rav Asi specifically talking about a case of counting coins? The Baal Amor had said it's because counting coins is not a mitzvah, it's Rishus. So it's Asur to do Dvar Rishus, it's Mutter to do Dvar Mitzvah by the Chanukah candles. The Ramban says no. Revusa Kamashma, he's teaching an extra Chiddush. She'afilu Hartzos Mos, She'enu Ela Ion Hakal, Asur. Counting coins, that's not such an intensive thing. You don't need so much light to count coins. You need a little bit of light. Even that's Asur. The Chiddush is that it's even that's Asur, right? Kol She'kein Tashmish Acher, Bein Shel Mitzvah, Bein Shel Kedusha. Certainly a more intensive light required exercise is usur, whether or not it's a mitzvah. Vafilu Shmuel Nami Bishar Tashmishin Mode de usur. And you know what? Shmuel, who was the big makel, he said, Kedusha Yeshbo, he seemed like he was not such a machmir on this issue. Even Shmuel holds that Bishar Tashmishin it's usur, that it's usur, even if, right, so Rav Yosef would say it's usur by anything, any action, even if it's a mitzvah, and Shmuel would say, okay, it's only usur if it's dvar chol. Mishum, why is it usur? Mishum de roe omer litzarkohu de adlika. Why is it usur according to Shmuel? Shmuel doesn't seem to have any issue at all. No, because the observer will say that you didn't really light Chanukah candles, you just turned on the light so you could count your coins. Even Shmuel would say it's usur because of the heker issue. What if you have a big candle, you have a bunch of candles lit on the table, and then you have your Chanukah candles over there? Still, it's still not enough of a heker. If you're benefiting from the Chanukah candles, even if you have other lights in the room, it's still not enough of a heker, even for Shmuel. V'lo chalak ela al artzas mos. V'bnei she'eno tashmish ela hanah be'alma. But why is Shmuel arguing about, why are we talking about artzas mos? Artzas mos, that's, you know, that's the small fries. That's like that's not the strongest case. Because it's just, looking at coins. You don't need to really see to count coins. It's very minimal. Hana ba'alma, it's not really tashmish. You're not using the light. You're benefiting a little bit from the light. Umishim hachi amar v'chi ner kedusha yesh bo. Is there kedusha here that we need to be so machmir that mir hana'a? You're getting a little bit of benefit. You're not really using the light. V'chi mitzvos davar shevik dusha heim. Is your average mitzvah a davar shevik dusha, something that has kedusha that you can't benefit at all? You go in tefillin v'sefer Torah v'tashmish she'en she'en asurim b'hanas tashmishin l'chol. Right, your tefillin, I understand. You can't benefit from it. That has kedusha, right? It's a mini sefer Torah in there. But to say that about mitzvahs near Chanukah, that's Shmuel's objection. L'fum haki amar le'Rav Yosef v'idam kedusha yesh bo shleinog bo kamash yirtze v'alo tashmish mitzvah nizrakin heim. Okay. You know what? It's no worse than dumb. It's not, doesn't have kedusha per se, but it's still a mitzvah. El alfa bishin is rakin la achar mitzvah son b'shas mitzvah son nogim ben kedusha shloyehu mitzvos b'zuyos olav. There's still a din of bizui mitzvah. You still can't mistreat a mitzvah while you're doing it. Of course, once the mitzvah is over, once you're done with the mitzvah, then there's no kedusha. You can dispose of it. However, our minhag is to dispose even of mitzvahs after the fact nicely. But after the fact is over, technically, you can dispose of them however you want. But while the mitzvah is around, while you're doing the mitzvah, you can't mistreat the object of a mitzvah. That's bizui mitzvah. Hakanami, nogimahem kidvarim shebikdusha. We treat them as if they have kedusha, not because they have kedusha, because they're a mitzvah. We treat them with respect while the mitzvah is ongoing. The asurim b'tashmishei chol b'shas mitzvah san. You can't use them for other things while the mitzvah is ongoing. V'lav mishum the dummy bizayon the bizayon asil rav Yosef. It's not that the bizayon is exactly the same in each case. V'zeh perish hashita be'emes. That's what's really going on. That's what's really going on in the sugya, right? So counting coins is not mentioned because it's only asur if it's counting coins because that's davar chol. No, the opposite. Even counting coins is usur, according to Rav Yosef, because it's a minor thing, and it's still usur. It's still usur. So that's the more machmir read of the sugya that the Milchamos has. Right? Why do we bring in sukkah? That's because this idea, chol shem shemayim ala sukkah, the sukkah has some sort of status or kedusha. Maybe the same thing by Neros Chanukah, this real kedusha idea. The asmar of Yosef, Yosef is surprised. He rejects this. Dafilu l'dvarav, talitana v'lo tanyahu. It's backwards. And we shouldn't bizuya mitzvahu. It's just bizuya mitzvah, shenesru b'shas mitzvahs. And while the mitzvah is ongoing, it's asr. Became shenesru, avzeh shebala salkan min ha-mitzvah, ulistapik mehen asr, daha iskatzila. Right, if you're trying to benefit from the noyeh sukkah, you can't do that because it's set aside for the mitzvah while you're doing it. And so that's his reading of our sugya. And then he concludes, Michlala d'shmaita kula, from the whole overall sugya, Shamina d'ner chanukah b'kulhu shimushin aser ke'ein davar shiyesh bo kedusha. This is the Ramban's conclusion. Not like the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says you can't use your ner chanukah for davar chol, but you can use it l'dvar mitzvah. The Ramban says, no, you can't use it for a dvar mitzvah either. Why? Because you treat it as if it has kedusha while it's an ongoing mitzvah, which that's what Chanukah is. Having Neros Chanukah on Chanukah, that's an ongoing mitzvah. Treat it as if it has kedusha. You can't use it for anything. V'artzalos mos, even counting coins, which is a minor act, a mere benefit, a mere hanan, not a real tashmish. Even that you can't do. V'koshkein shar tashmish, and definitely something that you benefit more, or you're really using the light, kamrinan. V'rayla davar demin repair kira the time of the iturei sukkah mishum dehuk to la mitzvah so afilu rishumen mode v'chinat adan me'atel in erchanukah kumar the kiv and the usher mishum bizuy mitzvah so midai to ligamre v'nesr kol tashmish shem ba'olam. The Rambam wants to say it's like an extra level. We see this from sukkah, right? Noye sukkah, okay. If it's part of the sukkah, that's very nice. It's a mitzvah of sukkah. But what happens when you have something for a mitzvah is you have this additional idea of huk to la mitzvah. You say, okay, this is for the mitzvah of sukkah. I'm going to totally set it aside for the mitzvah of sukkah and not use it for anything else. That's the default psychology, is that people will totally be makta something for a mitzvah. Same thing for Neros Chanukah. You have your Chanukah, your oil, set aside for your Chanukah candles. You're going to totally be makta to say, this is totally for the mitzvah of Chanukah. I won't use it for anything else. Even if on its own it wouldn't be that way, you make it that way. That's the psychology, right? Hiktsehu midato. You set it aside of your own will. Ligamre. And that's why it's usher for any use, even for a dvar mitzvah. Shari huk tzala mitzvah, dumi di isturei sukkah. Just like sukkah decorations, but dumi the hadashal mitzvah, sha'asul ariach boklal. That's where you're not supposed to smell your hadasim or your esrog, right? Little known fact. Certainly on sukkahs, you shouldn't be smelling your esrog because it's set aside for the mitzvah. V'afilu im haya ha-perush, ha-pirish Baal Amor. Nachon, even if the Baal Amor was right, that you're allowed to, in theory, based on what the status of Neros Chanukah is, you're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles to read a sefer, let's say, for a mitzvah. Even if that were true, al karcho halacha also lishtamish the ora the karmel kirby zera amr of mas namarav shemad likim mechol psilos mishpanim bein mechol bein mishabes. Remember, we saw the Shulchan Aruch. How do we paskin? You're allowed to use low quality candles on weeknights of Chanukah and on Shabbos. Why? Because also lishtamish the ora. Well, according to the Baal Amor, the Shita of Asur Lishtamish La'ora, the first sugya, holds that it's absolute Isser to get any Hana at all, because it's a din of Kedusha. So if we paskin that you're allowed to use low-quality Chanukah candles on a Friday night, that shows that we hold Asur Lishtamish La'ora, which means, according to the Baal Amor's structure of the sugya, that means the total Isser hana at all because of kedusha. So it sort of comes out that way if we take that psak seriously. Mishum de asu l'shtamish tor rav yiri yochanan haki sfir luhu vafilu palig rav asi goes through all the different shitos in terms of how we paskin. We're not going to go through all that, but he says that's how we paskin. We paskin you're allowed to use low quality candles on Chanukah Friday night. That shows asu l'shtamish tor, which according to the Balamor is the most machmir shita. So that's the Ramban's view. So they really duke it out here.
If it is a matter of kedusha, though, mm-hmm. we owe them, even
after Chanukah is over? So this is the question, and the Balamor, the Meiri in Source 8, I was thinking of reading it all inside, but a lot of it is repetition of what we had, but one of the points that he raises is the point you just raised, which is, what do you do with it at the end of Chanukah? Just trying to find the right line here. So sukkah decorations, I think once sukkah is over, it sort of all reverts to nothing. Even if it's sehu, but I think it's clear you're only makzeh it as long as it's sukkah. I think that's everyone's clear intention. But the candles are a little bit different because of the idea behind it. So here, let's start from the third paragraph, or the vihihi in Source 8, about halfway down Source 8. So he says, "V'hi sheviya gedolei poskim," which is the rif la'avi shmuos hartzaz mos. We kind of also on the whole tashmi shabbat olam. You can't use them for anything. V'yesh ba'im ba'mitam iser hana ukdusha gemura. Right, and this he's referring. He's referring to the Balamor's explanation of the first sugya or the Ramban's explanation overall that it's an iser hana ukdusha gemura. You can't get any hana. It's based on a full idea of kedusha. Hoel behein zecher l'neros v'ulishemen heichal hiktsahu midato legamra. Right, that's clearly the Ramban. Because it's, and he's sort of conflating two different points in the Ramban, but fine. Because it's a commemoration for the Neros of the Mikdash, you totally set it aside. It's as if it's the Neros of the Mikdash. And they go even further than that. Right? You wouldn't say this for Noye Sukkah, but they go even further. Less or Bahana, Kol Shebehen, right? Even a Kol Shehu is Asar, Afle Achar Mitzvah Son. The Ramban's whole approach here is it's during the time of the Mitzvah. That's the difference. If it has Kedusha, it's Asar always. If it doesn't have Kedusha, it's Asar while the Mitzvah exists. Some say it's even usher after the mitzvah is over, even after Chanukah. Ella im nishar sham shemen barishona. If you have leftover oil on day one, yosef alav bishniya, use it for day two. V'yadlik, right? Because it's set aside for Chanukah candles, so you use it for the next day's Chanukah candles. V'chein b'chol alelos, always carry over your leftover oil for the next day. V'im nishar sham klum b'achrona. What if after 8 days you still have oil left over? Oselo medura v'sorfo bimkomo. Burn it on the spot. You can't get any hana from it, so you might as well just burn it. Just dispose of it, because it's... Or save it for next year. It might not have been so practical. But it's an isra hana, so try to get it out of the way before someone misuses it. That's the most extreme shita. Right? It's not just that you treat it as if it's an isra hana during Chanukah. No, it becomes a full isra hana, and even afterwards. Presumably, we don't say this by Noye Sukkah, presumably this is because it's, in some sense, really the equivalent of the oil in the mikdash. It's almost like me'ila. Of course, the difference being, you don't have a mikdash. It's not actually me'ila, but you treat it fully like it's me'ila, and you have to dispose of it after Chanukah. Yeah.
Could
it be possibly a siag? A siag for?
When the base mikdash is rebuilt, that you should know not to
Maybe, but it's an odd siag because right usually the kohanim are the ones who have to deal with that. And we say kohanim's reason, hey, we're not so worried. Kohanim know how to deal with what they need to do.
Like you worry about washing by
Srach, right? Kohanim, okay. Interesting. I didn't see anyone who says that, but it's an interesting idea. Right, potentially. I mean, it is a bit of a stretch if you're thinking practically. The fact that everyone would, burn their Chanukah oil, leftover Chanukah oil, would help the Kohanim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a bit of a stretch.
We all know that this is, because what does it mean, as if it were?
Mm-hmm.
That's
no, I think, so if what you're saying is by keeping all these rules, making our Chanukah menorah as similar to the menorah of the Mikdash as possible, it's a way of commemorating the Mikdash, commemorating Chanukah's HaMenorah. Absolutely. I'll just share one thing I saw. This was in the Maritz Chayes, quoting the Megillas Tainis. Megillas Tainis about Chanukah, the Chanukah story. It's one of the things it says is, it says, why is Hanukkah 8 days? It should only be 7 days. Not because of the Beis Yosef's question. Different question. It says, usually, if you do a Chanukas HaMishkan HaMizbeach, it's 7 days. That's what they did with the Mishkan. That's what they did with the Beis HaMikdash of Shlomo HaMelech. Why 8 days and not 7 days? So the answer is, and this is, there's different Gersos, but the Maritz Chayis is understanding what the Gersa is. When they recovered the Beis HaMikdash, okay, they didn't have oil. You know what else they didn't have? Any of the Kalim. They didn't have a Mizbeach, they didn't have a menorah, they didn't have anything. So they had to go about rebuilding all of the Kalim. So they rebuilt the Mizbeach, and there was a miracle. They found the parts to build a menorah. They found 8 different pieces of metal that they then covered in wood, and they used that for the menorah. Why 8? Because you have the 7 arms, and you have, I guess, the base. Right, so they found those 8 pieces of metal to build their menorah. That was a miracle. So that's why it's 8 days and not 7. That's what, at least according to the Maritz Chayis, that's what the Megillas Tainis says. So interesting idea. But of course, that again connects between the 8 pieces of metal in the Mikdash and the 8 nights of Hanukkah, the 8 candles we light, in an even deeper way.
That's why we call it the menorah.
Right. We call it menorah, even though different number of, but it's in some way supposed to evoke the menorah in the Mikdash. Okay, trying to see what we, with the time we have remaining, what we should look at. Just one halachic detail in source 10, the Rif mentions this, is the Isur Leishtamesh the Ora is only during the time of the mitzvah. And the presumption is, we say, if your candle burns or your oil burns for half an hour, you fulfilled the basic mitzvah. So the Rif seems to say, after half an hour, you're then allowed to benefit from the Chanukah candles. Again, don't try this at home. But technically speaking, that would be permissible. And that actually ends up a chumrah in terms of Shabbos, right? Because if you're using, some of the Rishonim say, if you're using low-quality oil on Shabbos, so, okay, well, if you're not allowed to benefit, then it should be mutter on Shabbos. But if you're allowed to benefit after half an hour, then it should be usher. So they say, if you're going to do that on Shabbos, only put in half an hour's worth of oil, of low-quality oil. Then you max out. Okay, that's like an interesting twist.
How about the 100 minimum?
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting idea. You're saying if you do Mahadrin or Mahadrin to Mahadrin, it's like you have a Shamish. You already, it's like a built-in Shamish because the Ikar Mitzvah is there. I think that would depend on how you understand Mahadrin. The Griz has a Mahalach that, and I think probably Reb Chaim originally as well, that the Mitzvah of Mahadrin on Hanukkah, it's not like you did your basic Mitzvah and then separately you did extra candles. Like, no, it's all one unit. It's all, if you do it in the Mahadrin way, it's like, it's not, if you have an esrog that's a lower quality esrog versus a better quality esrog, it's not like the better quality esrog is like a bad esrog plus more. It's the whole thing is the better mitzvah. So same thing with Mahadrin, even though it's sort of more discreet, right? You have 1 versus 8 versus whatever, 24, but it's all one big mitzvah, and the whole thing is part of the basic unit of the mitzvah. So I think the Griz would say that you can't make that. That logic doesn't work here, right? Because it's all one big mitzvah. Okay. Let's look at source 12. We'll look again at the Shulchan Aruch that we saw before to get into some of the details of our sugya, and then if we have time, we'll see some of the mefarshim on it. Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol hashmanim ve'apsilos ksherim l'chnir Chanukah." All the oils and wicks you can use for Chanukah, right? Even low quality. You can still use it. And we said, jumping to the next line of the Shulchan Aruch, "Feel b'lel Shabbos." Even on a Friday night, Shabbosochim Chanukah, Mutzal Halik Ner Benir Chanukah, Shmanim VaPsilos Shasul Halik Behem Ner Shabbos, Levisha Asul Lishdamish Benir Chanukah, Beim Shabbos Beim Bechol. Right, you're not allowed to use the Chanukah candles whether on Shabbos or Chol. VaAfilu Livdok Maos, even to count coins. Right, they have even to count coins. That's the Ramban. Right, that counting coins is not, oh, only if it's for Dvar Rishus it's Asur. No, even if it's merely counting coins and not a full using of the candles is still usur. Olim nos on the ora usur. You can't check coins, you can't count coins. Afilu tash mishal kedusha, even if it's tash mishal kedusha, again, like the Ramban, right? You can't do even mitzvos by the Chanukah. Again, let's go on lil mod le ora usur. That's the Ramban. So, v'yesh misha matir, b'tashmir shel kedusha. Some, namely the balamor, are matir if it's for a mitzvah. And then he adds, v'nogim l'hadik ner nosaf, we have a minute to light an extra candle, k'deshe im yishtamesh l'or ye l'or hanosaf, shehu oso, shehu lach achron, v'yanichenu me'rachok tzas mishar neros mitzvah. Right? This is the idea of the shamish. That way, if you benefit, you're benefiting from the shamish, you're not benefiting from your candles. And keep it a little bit further away from them so it's not clearly part of the mitzvah. Right? Some people, right, they go, they say the mitzvah of Chanukah, they light their Chanukah candles and the shamish. It's like all part of the mitzvah, right? There should be some differentiation. That's why you make the shamash a little bit higher, a little bit distant, because it's not the mitzvah. The whole point is it's not the mitzvah.
You get clear of the shamash.
Right, you say this is the shamash, right, to distinguish it, not extinguish it. That would be bad. But it's an interesting question. Nowadays we have electricity. So it's not clear that you need the shamash in the same way, because if there's light in the room, you're not benefiting from these little candles. You're benefiting from the electricity in the room. So presumably you wouldn't need the shamish for those purposes. You might still need the shamish if you're lighting one candle from another. You want to light from the shamish instead of lighting from one candle to the other, because that's a little bit of a machlokas, whether you should do madlikim in there. We saw that a little bit. Even that, if you're not doing madlikim in there, you might not need a shamish. I'm not saying you shouldn't. I'm just saying it may not be strictly necessary. Right. If there's a power failure, then make sure to light a shamish. Right. Okay. Let's just read the Ramah here on source 12 on the bottom. With Medinos Elu, our countries, and Ashkenaz, Enog in Lahosif, we don't add extra shamishes. Rachmaniach, or we don't make the shamish burn longer than the other ones, right? Because the Shulchan Aruch had said you want your shamish to go last. That way, because if your shamish goes out first, then you have a problem. You have all the other candles going and the shamish is out. We don't have that minhag in Ashkenaz. Rachmaniach Etzlan, Hashamish ben Malik Haneros. You have the shamish that you light the other candles from. You leave that there. V'hu adiv tfei. That's good. V'yesh laso. So yoser aruch misharnas. But maybe you should make it longer. Shem bal hishtamish. Hishtamish to oso aner. Meaning make it longer. Not necessarily that it'll last longer, but sort of be higher up. That way, if you're going to take a candle, you'll take from the shamish instead of from the other candles. In this ariv ner chant. Fine. Then he has bittul issues. But that's the Ramah. Jumping now to the Magen Avram. Right, when you say livdok ma'os, so it's a little interesting. We saw in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, the way the Shulchan Aruch understood the ma'os, he says, if it's just checking coins, it's still aser. But what does the Magen Avram say? Livdok ma'os, why checking coins? Shetzarach iyun yafeh. Checking coins, that's a lot of hard work. V'yada smuchos liner, you're very close to the candle. Aval tashmish arai, she'in tzarach liyos, yada smuchos liner shari. But if it's a more minor thing where you're not right next to the candle, then it's okay, which is inverting the idea that that merely checking the coins, here he's saying it's only if it's checking the coins, something major, but something more minor would be mutter. I think we're out of time, so we're going to stop here. But we shall have a freilich in Chanukah and try to follow the idea of bizui mitzvah, heker, and maybe even kedusha if we're so inclined.